Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Back in the day, there was a book by Maxim called Women, Maxim's Unauthorized Guide, and it's still for sale on Amazon. Now, here's what they say on Amazon as they describe the book. From the moment you pick up this remarkable volume, you'll begin to discover the more than 5,000 scientifically proven, never-before-revealed tactics for wooing, winning, wowing, and pleasing any woman. Well, Doc reviewed that book in this classic segment coming up, and let's just say that his review was not as positive as what I just read, but I'll let you find that out for yourself. By the way, before we get started, don't forget to get your copy of a book that always gets great reviews. In fact, it gets You Changed My Life letters. The System, also known as the Dating Dictionary. DocLove.com/system. That's DocLove.com/system. All right, let's hear your segment on Maxim from the May 26, 2021 Doc Love Show.
Maxim has a book out called Women, Maxim's Unauthorized Guide. And when you skip over to page 88 and 89, they talk about being exclusive with a girl.
Okay.
There's 2 points to this, so I'm going to give you the first one, Jeff, so we're going to test you out here. Page 88, when you want to make it exclusive, you just say to the girl, I like being with you so much, and I don't want to be with anyone else.
She should be asking you.
Exactly. Exactly. Why not wait for her to ask you? Then it says, if he says he wants to be exclusive too soon, he sounds like a dork. Well, how do you know when it's too soon?
She'll let you know when it's too soon or too late or whatever. That's why
she'll let you know it's the right time because she's asking you to be exclusive.
That's exactly my point.
You don't know. So they're telling you to ask her to be exclusive, but don't ask her too soon. But when? Where is it? 1 week? 8 weeks?
Women like to do the chasing. That is one point about the female psyche that you have been able to develop in your 40-plus years of asking women is that they do like a challenge.
I do phone coachings anywhere from probably, 5 and 6 slow week up to 15 a week. And every time every guy's the same. Slow it down. You're pushing. And I was talking to a girl at the gym the other day. And she says, oh, you're the love doctor. I said, yeah. I said, tell me about your husband. She says he was a gentleman and he never pushed me. That's the reason why I married him. He didn't push and he was a gentleman. What do I tell you guys? Be like Cary Grant and let her close you.
Exactly.
Then we jump over to page 89. The girl says, if I invite a guy to a family function or wedding, that means he is more than a date. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay, it's 100%. Okay, that's the good part. So ask her to let her know you want to be exclusive. So in other words, ask her to a family deal, and that way she knows that you want to be exclusive. But what if the time's too short? What if her interest level hasn't been high for a long enough time, and she gets skittish?
Sure.
Again, pushing the woman. Let her invite you to the family. Let her ask you to go steady. You have to outweigh them. But men's egos, they want to rush, and they want to go 180 miles an hour when they should be going 7 miles an hour in first.
Yeah, because they rush in every other aspect of their lives. They rush to get their college degrees. They rush to get that promotion. But women are a different animal.
And like they said on Kung Fu, patience is the patience is the key to women, Grasshopper.
Yes, Grasshopper.
Okay. Now we jump over to page 95.
Okay.
Take an example of Beth, a 29-year-old media executive in New York City. Her boyfriend of 6 months bought her an expensive sweater at the classy clothier Barney's New York, and she freaked out. Why? Because even though it was beautiful, she felt weird telling her family and friends that the man she was considering becoming engaged had bought her an item of clothing. You imagine what a sweater cost at Barney's? We're probably looking at $140 to $260 for a sweater.
Sure.
And she's worried about her family and friends. Their family and friends be jumping up and down. What a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Now, this is where it really gets cockamamie. As every woman, but no man knows, a sweater, regardless of price, is a gift you give 1 to 3 months into a relationship, not before, not after. Where did they get that time span?
Somebody made it.
Where's the logic of that? See, I tell a guy after 2 to 3 months, when a girl gets past his ninth big date,
yeah,
that he's going to give her a rose and a box and hand it to her. And that's it. That's the significance. And if he wants to, 3 or 4 months down the road, go to Barney's and buy her a $150, $200 sweater, I say great. As long as she's not nagging and her behavior is consistent and she's all over you like a cheap suit, as long as that's going on, I say buy her a beautiful sweater. That's all right. I want you guys to to give her gifts only after you own her.
Not too soon.
Not too soon.
Well, you know, I tell you what, if giving an expensive sweater would work for guys, you just see guys as their pickup lines. They'd wander around with $140 sweaters under their arms and giving them to random girls at the street. And they'd just say, oh, I love you. You bought me a sweater.
I tell you, more wrong advice.
I mean, guys, you know, I told a girl, too, had a discussion with a woman a couple months ago when I was talking about this. They said, hey, why not just go right for the engagement ring? If gifts work, just go right for the engagement ring.
Yeah, it's going to get married in the first date.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. The last page 142, and this is the last one.
Okay.
For Maxim's unauthorized guide. What a joke. Call her exactly once every time you go out with the boys. One call establishes that you're thinking about her no matter where you are, without raising her expectations that you're going to check in every time to get a free moment.
What?
You are checking in. I'm going to go out drinking with the boys. I got to call her. Why am I going to go out and have beer with the boys? Why am I telling her I'm doing that?
Exactly.
Can you imagine how this guy's going to be after he gets married?
Yeah. Every time he goes out or does something, he's got to check in.
He's going to be on that darn cell phone checking in.
I don't see the logic of that.
And this is written by guys for guys.
Yeah.
And it's the antithesis of anti-challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're checking? Let me give you an example, Jeff, about 6 months ago. A real nice guy for phone coaching.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out why his girlfriend is losing interest. So I'm asking all these questions. At 5 o'clock when he leaves work, he calls her at 5:15 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I said, what do you talk about Friday? Why are you checking in? That's why the woman should have your home phone number and you should have an answering machine on it or answering service. That cell phone, they know where you are all the time. And they shouldn't know where you all the time. I'm trying to build wonderment. I'm trying to build, gee, I wonder where he is. I wonder what he's doing. And they're telling you in this stupid book to call her up and hurt your cause. So remember,
exactly,
guys, if you want to be unsuccessful with women, be sure and buy that book and that magazine from Maxim Magazine.
Hope you enjoyed this. This was only a portion of a show that went for about an hour. You missed Doc's answer to a caller that asked how many women he should be dating at one time. Plus, she must ask a certain thing before you see only her. That and much more at the Doc Love Club, docloveclub.com. Join today or get a free sample there to try before you buy. Thanks again for listening.